A New Lease of Life. How member Lorna Thomas, 90, found a trusted companion in her Blind Veterans UK volunteer, Chrissy. 3 years ago, I was diagnosed with macular degeneration in both eyes. At first, it wasn't too serious, although it was bad enough for me to give up driving. But last March, my eyesight began to deteriorate much quicker. I felt helpless. I've always been so active and independent ever since I left home at 15. I enlisted into the British Army in 1948 at the age of 17. I joined the Auxiliary Territorial Service, the ATS, and worked as a switchboard operator and decoder. During my time in the Army, I was known as a daredevil and found myself in trouble on numerous occasions. My antics even landed me a headline in the local newspaper on one occasion after I fell from a tower into a pile of ash. I was medically discharged in my early 20s due to health problems. I went on to enjoy a long career in the hospitality industry, which included preparing medieval banquets at a castle. These days, I'm afraid I hardly go out. My sight is very limited as I have no central vision and only a small amount of peripheral vision. This means that I'm aware of movement, but I'm unable to make out what's happening. I haven't been able to continue with the activities I enjoy most, like sewing, knitting, being part of the operatic society and my charity work, so it's been very difficult. And what's made it worse is that the area where I live is only served by one taxi, and it doesn't always run, so I was finding that I was missing appointments and couldn't go out much at all. In fact, during the pandemic, I sat inside for 2 years and lost my confidence. I stopped even wanting to go out, to be honest. I felt my life was coming to an end. It was during a visit from site Cymru in 2021 that I became aware of Blind Veterans UK and was put in touch with the charity. This was the best thing that's ever happened to me. I've never come across an organisation as caring. The staff bend over backwards for us. At the beginning of this year, I was asked if I'd like some help from Chrissy, who volunteers for the charity. Chrissy's been volunteering for 3 years and is herself a member of the military family, having served in the Royal Navy for 26 years. She helps me get to appointments, and we also go out to the shops and for a bite to eat. Now, I really look forward to Tuesdays when she comes. She's a little treasure to me. Nothing is too much trouble. I really don't know what I would do without her. I feel like we've formed a partnership, and I'm just so comfortable in her company. It's like we've always known each other. Chrissy says, being a veteran myself means there is a natural camaraderie between myself and Lorna. We hit it off straight away and have so much in common. In fact, since we've been meeting up, I've actually discovered that I served alongside her niece. Supporting Lorna is incredibly rewarding. She's told me that she didn't realise how isolated she was until I began to help her. None of us knows what's around the next corner, and I'd like to think that someone would support me in my hour of need. If you have a story to share about how the charity is helping you, please email it to revieweditor, all one word, at blindveterans.org.uk or let your CSW know.